Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Redeemed from the Curse of the Law. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Ecclesiastes 5. It is in 3, but Ecclesiastes 5:18. 5:18, Ecclesiastes says, "Behold, that which I've seen is good and comely for one to eat and drink and to enjoy." Everybody say enjoy.
Enjoy.
"To enjoy the good of all his labor that he takes under the sun all the days of his life which God gives him, for that is his portion." Verse 19. Now you may want to mark this if you don't have it marked. "Every man also to whom God has given riches and wealth," who gave it to him? "And has given him power to eat thereof and to take his portion and to rejoice in his labor, this is the gift of God." Is this part of the blessing here? Not only the power to get it, but the power to what? To enjoy it, to rejoice in it, to enjoy it. The power to rejoice in it is called the gift of God. It goes on to say in the 6th chapter, verse 1, "There's an evil which I've seen under the sun. It's common among men, a man to whom God has given riches, wealth, and honor, so that he wants nothing for all his soul that he desires, but God gives him not power to eat thereof, but a stranger eats it. This is vanity. It's an evil disease." Is that a good thing or a bad thing? You had a bunch of stuff, but you didn't get to enjoy it. Had a bunch of stuff and a bunch of opportunity, but somebody else got it. And yet you'll hear people say, "Well, we just don't understand God's mysterious ways." No, that couldn't have been the will of God, because it's a curse. Can you see that?
Yes.
There's no way it's God's perfect will for you to have curse in your life. That's one of the big reasons Christ came, was to redeem you.
Amen.
From the curse. And we must get rid of these anti-biblical sayings such as, "Well, I know it's a bad thing, but I think it was a blessing in disguise." That is an ungodly, contrary to so many scriptures. Do not say such things. The Bible warns you about calling evil good and calling good evil. A curse is a curse, is always a curse. It's never a blessing. It's never a blessing in disguise. Ever. And never is a blessing a curse in disguise. Never. God and the enemy, the devil, are not working together.
No.
They don't swap jobs occasionally. Come on, how hopelessly confused would we be if God says, "Now, I'm blessing you because you were disobedient, but it's really going to be a curse, I'm sorry." What would you be doing? Huh? What? Huh? I'm cursing you. I'm sending you a curse because you've done a good job, but it's really going to be a blessing in disguise.
Oh, no way.
Huh? What? So do I want to be disobedient to get the blessing? Or obedient to get the curse? Now you're laughing, but most of the church world is hopelessly confused about all this.
That's
why they use such terminology, such despicable terminology.
Right.
Calling God's good blessing a bad thing. And calling the devil's evil work a hidden blessing.
No.
A blessing in disguise. No. God's not trying to confuse us. If he wanted to confuse us, are you kidding? We'd never figure it out. Right? No, he keeps it very, very simple for us. God's a good God.
Amen.
He does good things.
Yes.
He wants us to listen and obey him and be blessed.
Yes.
Is that confusing us?
No.
Huh? No. We're laughing, but this is a big problem. Big issue through the whole body of Christ. So The Bible says, even in the New Testament, 1 Timothy 6:17, that the living God gives us richly all things to enjoy. Now, with that in mind, we talked about three things that the blessing does, and it does other things than that. I'm not saying the only three. These three big things. It gives you the power to get. It gives you the power to enjoy. And the third one was gives you the power to give. And you would call that a blessed man or woman. Yes. Now, go back to Leviticus. Leviticus 26, and notice, now, help me out, those of you that have been here, if you find it in the curse of the law, what do you know? We said there's two big things you got to know, right? If you find it in the curse of the law, if it's a curse, you know God doesn't want you to have it, right? And if you find it in the curse of the law, according to Galatians 3, you've been redeemed from the curse of the law. Well, listen to some of the curse. You'll see a recurring theme in this. In Leviticus chapter 26, verse 20, and this is the curse for rebelling against God, for disobeying God. He said, if you do, if you forsake me, if you ignore all my instructions, your strength will be spent in vain. Your land will not yield or increase. Neither shall the trees of the land yield their fruits. I'll bring the land into desolation. Your enemies which dwell therein will be astonished at it. Oh, that's verse 32. Excuse me. For time's sake, I'm skipping down. I'll scatter you among the heathen, draw out the sword. Your land will be desolate. Your cities lie waste or are waste. Then shall the land enjoy her Sabbaths as long as it lies desolate and you be in your enemy's land. Even then shall the land rest and enjoy her Sabbaths. As long as it lies desolate, it shall rest because it did not rest in your Sabbaths when you dwelt upon it. Verse 43, he says it again, the land also shall be left of them and shall enjoy her Sabbaths while she lies desolate without them. What's that got to do with the curse and the blessing? Well, part of the blessing power is the ability to enjoy and the ability to rest. And it's hard to rest when your body is riddled with disease. It's hard to rest when your kids don't have enough food to eat. It's hard to rest when your enemies are all around you attacking you. Can you see this? And you'll see this keep coming up in Leviticus and in Deuteronomy, that the blessing causes you to be so blessed that you have rest all round about. And you're able to rest, and you rest on the Sabbath day, which that's what the Sabbath is the day of rest. But not only that, we talked about this earlier, that he said every seventh year, you take the whole year off.
Right.
Now, immediately, all kind of people, working jobs, businesses, they're thinking, how can I take a year off? You know what you'd have to be? To be able to take a whole year off? Blessed. You'd have to be majorly blessed, right? And the Lord told, that's exactly the word he used when they said, how can that be? How are we going to make it from the end of the sixth year to the ninth year? Because we go a whole year and don't plant or reap, and then we plant and it's a whole nother year before we start getting it in. And he said, I'm going to bless you the sixth year with 3 years crops. In that 1 year, that's the power of the blessing, is to multiply. Can you see that? I'm going to multiply what comes in the sixth year so that you can rest. Somebody say rest, rest. You can rest an entire year. Now, there's a lot of people think they can't rest a day out of a week still. Got to work. And this continuous work, and now with technology, we can do stuff night and day and not get sleep. But Working continuously and never resting and always struggling is and still not quite getting there is not being blessed.
No. That's right.
Can you see this, friends? That's not being blessed. The blessing makes you rich. And part of that richness, God calls it, the ability to rest. Well, that's part of enjoying, isn't it? You got the time, you got the means, you got the frame of heart, you got the frame of mind, got plenty of money to do it, plenty of stuff to do it. The Lord calls that the blessing. The lack of it is the curse. And He says, since you wouldn't listen to Me and you wouldn't observe that seventh year of rest, then you're going to be removed from the land. You're going to serve your enemies, but the land is going to get its vacation that you wouldn't give it. Go to Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter. Deuteronomy 28, 28. This is part of the curse of the law. What do we know about the curse of the law? If it's in here, if it's the curse of the law, it's bad. God didn't want us to have it. If it's in here, we've been redeemed from it. Said you'll be smitten with madness and blindness and astonishment of heart. Does that sound like rest? Keep going. You'll grope at noonday like the blind gropes in darkness. You'll not prosper in your ways. You'll be oppressed and spoiled evermore. And no man will save you. Does that sound like rest? This is distress. Distress. Unrest. Keep going. You'll betroth a wife, another man will lie with her. You'll build a house, but you won't live in it. You'll plant a vineyard, but you won't gather the grapes thereof. Can you see? This is a curse. Is there any way that's God's will for your life?
No.
No way. Keep going. Your ox will be slain before your eyes, but you won't eat it thereof. Your donkey will be violently taken away and won't be restored to you. Your sheep will be given to your enemies. You'll have none to rescue them. Keep going. Your sons and daughters will be given to other people. Your eyes will look and fail with longing for them all the day long. There'll be no might in your hand. You're powerless. You're being stolen from. You're being destroyed. This is being cursed. Is it God's will for us to be cursed?
No.
To experience the curse? No. Tell me the good news if I find it in here. It's a curse. No way God wants it in my life. What else? Christ has redeem me from the curse of the law.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, Redeemed from the Curse of the Law, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, October 3rd, as we begin our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God. God who gives me